Let me ask you something.
When you and your spouse fight about money, are you actually fighting about money? Think about the last argument you had. Maybe it was about a purchase. Maybe it was about a family member who needed some help. Maybe it was a bill that surprised one of you. Now, think about how it felt. Did it really feel like a math problem? Or did it feel like something deeper? Like trust, like fear, like you are not even on my side. Most couples think that they have money problems. I want to show you today that many of them actually have a unity problem. And you cannot fix a unity problem with a spreadsheet. Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast, where cross-cultural Christian couples learn to stop fighting each other and start facing the world together. If you feel torn between your spouse and your family, start by taking the free United Front quiz at liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz to see exactly where your marriage is vulnerable to family and cultural pressure. I'm your host, Pesa Shayo, and let's jump in. Now, let me tell you about a season in our house. Early in our marriage, Whitney and I had what we call a quiet arrangement about money. Not a plan, just an arrangement. She handled some things, I handled some things, and as long as nothing broke, we didn't talk about it much. Then one afternoon, my phone rang, and it was family. Someone back home needed some help, and they needed help fast. And here's something that you need to understand about how I grew up. When family calls, you help. You don't ask questions. You don't hold a meeting. You help. And that's what a good son does. So I helped. And that night at dinner, I mentioned it to Whitney just casually, like I was just telling her about the weather. And I still remember the silence. The girls were talking about something at the table, but between Whitney and me, there was a pause. She put down her fork. She didn't yell. She just looked at me and said, "So you already sent the money?" And okay, I got defensive because in my mind, I did a good thing. I honored my family. But in her mind, I made a decision about our money, our future, our daughter's future alone. Now, she wasn't upset that I helped. She was just hurt that she found out after the money had already gone. For weeks after that, money conversations in our house had a chill on them. Every time a bill came up, there was this edge. Because we were not fighting about numbers. We were fighting about whether we actually were a team. What I didn't realize at the time was this. I thought the problem was we didn't have enough money. If we just had more margin, none of this would sting. But more money would not have fixed the dinner table moment because this wasn't financial. The wound wasn't the money. The wound was that she found out when she wasn't in the room when a decision was made. I broke a front. I made a we decision as a me. And the epiphany came to me when I stopped asking, how can we afford this? And I start asking, how can we decide this? Those are two different questions. One is about math. How can we afford this? And then the other one, how can we decide this? That's the marriage question. So we made a simple plan. Before any money left our house for family or for anybody, before money left our house, we would talk about it first. Now, some of you just tensed up because in your culture, pausing to talk sounds like refusing. And it's not. Most of the time, we still said yes. But the difference is we said yes together. So was that comfortable? No, Because the first time I said, let's pray about it and I'll get back to you, to a family member, there was a pause on the other end of the phone, which felt like a year. I felt like a bad son for about a week. Now, here's what happened. The requests didn't stop, but the resentment did. Whitney stopped bracing every time my phone rang, and I stopped carrying the weight of those decisions alone. Helping family actually become sweeter because now we had some, now this was something that we did, not something that I hid. But here's what happened. So that's the transformation. Same income, same family, same request. Completely different marriage. Let me pause right here because I know someone listening has a story like this. Has money ever exposed a crack between you and your spouse? Maybe a family request, a secret purchase, or a debt one had carried in silence? You know, we wanna hear about it. Grab your phone, record 1 to 2 minutes voice memo and email it to feedback@liveyourbestmarriage.com. Tell me your first name, or you can stay anonymous. Also tell me where you're from if you want and how you saw things differently after it happened. And by sending a voice memo, you are giving us permission to potentially share this in the podcast. We can keep you anonymous if you prefer. Just say so in your message. And a quick tip, remember to record in a quiet room and hold the phone close. Now, let me give you the core idea of this episode. A budget will not fix a divided marriage. Let me repeat that. A budget will not fix a divided marriage. And you can write that down. Because a budget is a tool. And a tool only works in the hands of a team. If you and your spouse are divided, a budget will just give you a new thing to fight about. And here's what money actually reveals in a marriage. It reveals safety. Does my spouse feel secure or scared? It reveals trust. Do we tell each other the truth about what we spend? It reveals loyalty. When my family calls with a request, who finds first? Who finds that out first? Is it my spouse or is it my bank account? And it also reveals whether you make decisions as a we or as two separate people sharing an address. And for cross-cultural couples like us, there's an extra layer. One of you may have grown up believing that helping parents and siblings is not optional. And the other one might have grown up believing that a household, their household comes first. Full stop. And you know what? Neither of you is evil. You are just trained differently. But if you never put those two trainings on the table, they will fight each other in the dark and you'll carry, and then you will call that money problems. But really, it's not money problem. It's a gap problem. And family pressure only wins when there's a gap between the two of you. So here's a one step for this week that you can try, actually do. Before your next budget conversation, have a different conversation first. Sit down with your spouse and each of you can answer one question. What did money mean in the house you grew up? Now, we are not talking about what did you guys spend on. What I mean is, was there safety when it came to money? Was there stress? Was it about love? Didn't mean duty and family? You will learn more about your money fights in that 20 minutes than a year of budgeting apps. Because a united front means we make decisions together, even when the pressure comes from people we love. And I got something for you. This week, I'm sitting down with Michael Dillard. He's a retired US diplomat, a personal finance educator, and the host of the Saver podcast. And we're going to talk about debt, family financial pressure, teaching kids about money, and how couples stop attacking each other and start attacking the problem together. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. Thanks for listening to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. If today's episode hit home, don't just go back to normal. Go find out where your marriage really stands. Take the free United Fraud quiz at liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz. And in just a few minutes, you will see where you are strong, where you are exposed, and your next best steps toward a true united front. Again, that's the liveyourbestmarriage.com/quiz. I'll see you there.